This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb, or with Maury Lane. He's a spokesman for FedEx. Now, FedEx is at the center of the reason we don't have an FAA reauthorization bill yet. Maury, can you explain a little bit about the background of what FedEx's virtual involvement in this is and how it came to pass this way?
Well, first of all, we support the legislation without the special bailout provision. So we're not holding anything up. This is an issue that was created by the chairman of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and really should be fixed by him. Americans have been waiting to have increased air safety, better airports, better infrastructure, and a bailout provision given to your best friends who give you the most and support you the most in your collections shouldn't be a reason, for us to change 70 years of public policy on labor law.
Okay, well, you call it a bailout provision. What is it precisely? It's a 230-word amendment to the bill that does exactly what?
It creates a hybrid labor law. And in that hybrid labor law, what it does is it splits our workers under our FedEx Express subsidiary into two pools. One is the National Labor Relations Act, and the other is the Railway Labor Act. We are, as every court has said in America, as the NMB and the NLRB has said time and time again since we were created 38 years ago, is that we're an RLA company. And what we've seen is that UPS is having difficulty competing with us. Instead of, taking their salespeople and our salespeople and letting the consumers decide, decided to go to Congress and have Congress bail them out, because they have difficulties with their economic model. Their costs are going up. They're furloughing pilots. They're laying off or firing employees. And they continue to lose market share. So, they take a shortcut, and it appears it's backfiring on them.
Okay, well, do UPS employees operate under different labor regulations than FedEx?
We both operate under the same labor laws. If this change is passed, we'll operate in a completely fundamentally different labor law than they will. Currently, we are under the Railway Labor Act. We should stay under the Railway Labor Act because what it does is stops local labor disruptions, wildcat strikes by a small amount of employees. Congress thought that was a problem with railways, with express agencies, and with airlines when they passed this legislation initially in the 1920s and 1930s. Nothing's changed. Americans need interstate commerce overnight, the next day, and they need it to remain uninterrupted. And what this is going to allow is local disruptions of interstate commerce. And that innately is wrong.
Explain the political landscape here. What's going on with the bill right now, and where do you see it headed?
Well, I think the bill is stuck. I mean, it's stuck because I don't think there are enough votes to get this legislation out of the Senate with its owner's provision in it. This is a pretty standard bill that should move pretty quickly, and it was unfortunately stuck in some legislative quicksand when this was inserted. There were no hearings, there were no public discussions on it, there were no input. There were studies of the unintended consequences, so Chairman Oberstar is very motivated to have this in his legislation. The Senate passed it without this provision at 90-0, so they passed a unanimous bill in the U.S. Senate, which happens very few times. I think it's we think it's time to move this legislation forward. Let's stop giving the bailouts, the giveaways, to our political friends, and make our sky safer.
Well, we appreciate your comments today, Maury. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.